Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, it's an annual race to the finish line at the state capitol. What began as more than 2,500 bills was whittled down to hundreds passed by state lawmakers, now awaiting their fate of being signed into law or vetoed at the governor's desk. The 9 months of negotiating and amendments came to a close at last week's end of session, and CAP Radio politics reporter Nicole Nixon was in the thick of it, making sense of the legislative frenzy up until the final moments. Nicole joins us with the big theme lawmakers debated this year and some of the more significant bills that may become new state laws. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Okay, so since a legislative session in California is 2 years, why was last week the end of session?
Yeah, it is a 2-year session. It's a bit like Congress, but they break it up into 1-year chunks. So last December, they started introducing bills. Those kind of take 9 months, like a little baby, to make it through the session. What that means, though, is any bills that did not make it to that midnight deadline do have a chance to come back next year. It's kind of like an easy revival process. They can become what's known as a 2-year bill. So we may see some of these that didn't make it again next year.
So you mentioned there's 9 months to this. Why is it always so crazy in the final days of session?
Maybe we should ask the lawmakers that, because I would also love to know. But the legislature does have deadlines kind of throughout the 9 months. And I would say in the first few months of the session, they're very focused on crafting and passing a state budget. So that takes up a lot of the energy the first 4 or 5 months. And then after June, they really focus on all of these policy bills. So, you know, they'll hear them and debate them kind of on the side while they're doing the state budget, get them to the other house. After the budget is signed into law at the end of June, then they'll really focus on the policy bills and get really into the nitty gritty on a lot of these. That's when you see a lot of the more fierce debate.
You know, given that you're writing this out, too, as a reporter, you know, at the state capitol, what was last week like as a journalist? I don't think you got much sleep.
It was a bit of a blur. last week was actually there was one surprise, and that was that they ended right before midnight. So luckily we weren't waiting around until, you know, the very last minute. Sometimes they can go past midnight in certain situations. Last year, I think they were passing bills until after 2 a.m. because they had urgency clauses, and that is allowed. So I would say last year was maybe a bit more crazy.
And what starts off as a bill like come January can look very different, you know, last week. You know, it goes through a lot of, you know, legislative hurdles, like kind of like a bill 101. Walk us through a bill's like kind of journey, which is far from straightforward to becoming a state law, potentially.
Yeah. So let's take a bill that originates in the assembly. A lawmaker is an assembly member representing a certain area. They can introduce a bill because they are an assembly member. It starts in an assembly committee hearing. If it passes that, depending on if it costs money, it might go to the appropriations committee. That's a whole process where the bills pile up and they do a big hearing to send them to the floor all at once. If it passes the floor, then it will go to the Senate and get the same treatment on the in the other chamber. I think this is where you see a lot of the bills actually die in the second half of the session when they're in the other kind of the other chamber, and the lawmakers over there are less invested. They're not their like working colleagues' bills, so they may be more likely to shelve something or not put it through. So this is where you gotta have a lot of the negotiating as lawmakers. And then if it is changed in the other chamber, it has to go back to a chamber of origin. So this is what we call concurrence votes. And many times if it passes the other chamber, you may hear it's got to go back to the assembly for a procedural vote. That just means it's got to have concurrence. One thing about the California legislature and other state legislatures is they'll do a lot of gut and amend bills is what we call them. So if a bill, kind of a technical a piece of legislation goes through the first chamber and there's a some like big emergency or a lawmaker decides they want to change it, they can gut and amend that bill, basically change the entire meaning, put it in something entirely new. And I think this is where a lot of the like big kind of surprise last minute legislation comes in. And we had some of those this year. There was a bill to give workers on strike unemployment benefits. That was a gut and amend bill. They're really like the kind of the hot pieces of legislation you get at the very end.
Mm. And if it does get to that finish line, and say if the governor vetoes a bill, that's not always the end result, right? The legislature can also step in and kind of go against that veto if they have like 2/3 of a vote. It's rare, but...
It is very rare. But yeah, in California and a lot of other state legislatures, the legislature can do a veto override if they have 2/3. But I think that, you know, the Democratic supermajority and Governor Gavin Newsom are in lockstep on a lot of things. So it's been pretty rare here.
So I mentioned there were like over 2,500 bills passed this year, or introduced this year. Where does that stack up to prior years? It sounds like a lot.
Yeah, there's a lobbyist, longtime lobbyist named Chris McKaylee, who is like, I have to shout him out because it sends these like statistics. It's like a sports show. So thank you, Chris. I got an email from him that says this year over 1,100 bills were sent to the governor's desk. So about 2,500 introduced. Not quite half were sent to the governor's desk. He's already signed 200 of that. That includes a big budget package in June. And then he's been signing some, you know, in the days and past few weeks.
Mm. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio politics reporter Nicole Nixon about the bills passed by state lawmakers awaiting the governor's signature or veto. So what were the big themes for this year?
I have to say that labor was a really big story the last week or two of the legislative session. I mentioned the bill on unemployment for workers on strike. That one might be a tough one for the governor to decide on because California's unemployment fund is over $18 billion in debt. If you remember during the pandemic, it was a huge target for fraud, and they're still working to pay that off. The governor said that he received a letter from the unemployment agency, EDD, that the debt could grow and be $20 billion in 5 years, I believe. So lawmakers, you know, they wanted a big win with labor. They passed that one. Could be a hard decision for the governor. Other labor bills, there will be, if Newsom signs them, new industry minimum wages for fast food workers, could get $20 an hour minimum wage, and then healthcare workers. This could take a few years to get all the way to $25 an hour, but that's the goal, $25 an hour for all healthcare workers by 2028. And then the legislature, this was a big one for them. They voted finally after years and years and years of attempts to do this to allow their own staff to unionize. And this has been a big topic. I think this is the fifth attempt in as many years, maybe. And for a legislature that is as pro-labor as this one, I think staff really feel that it was hypocritical that they've been trying for so long to get the right to collectively bargain. And if the governor signs this bill, they will have that beginning in 2026.
Hmm. You spoke with Senate Pro Tempore Toni Atkins. What did she have to say?
Yeah, she did talk about some of these labor bills. And I guess let's just hear from her.
You know, you consider the economy that we're living in, you consider what we've been through this last 3 years, I think workers and employees have really felt like they need more support and more help. And then you think about, you know, taking care of your families, I think that resonated. And while the bills are still not easy, there's an economic impact and we have to make sure we can pay for these things. And clearly, you know, these bills are on the way to the governor's desk. That's the next step. But I think a lot of work went into this, and I feel good. It's a balancing act. It's supporting workers and labor, as well as businesses and the economy in California. And we have to balance it and do it all.
That was Senate Pro Tem Toni Atkins right after both chambers had adjourned on the final night of the session, talking about the labor bills and kind of the push to get those across the finish line. this year.
Mm. You know, it's also a more diverse legislature. There are a lot of new faces. I mean, did that lead to some surprises as you're following these bills, you know, throughout this year?
Yeah, I have to say, on the bill to allow legislative staff to unionize, the author, Assemblymember Tina McKinner, she is a former staffer. She worked in the building for years, and she directly credited the new legislature, this wave of new lawmakers that came in earlier this year because of redistricting and people, other former lawmakers leaving due to term limits. She says this is a more progressive chamber, and they're younger, they're more diverse, and she credited that new assembly for getting this bill across.
A big challenge for California this year are insurance companies that are moving out of state. You know, State Farm and Allstate were the two biggest ones. You know, the legislature did try to remedy this. What was the end result?
The end result was it didn't come together. I think there was a rush. There were talks and discussions. There were select work groups of lawmakers trying to get a deal together with insurance companies, and it fell apart in the last few days. Now, this is something that lawmakers have said they'll work on over the interim. There will be hearings in the assembly. But Governor Gavin Newsom has said he can't wait. This is such an urgent issue that he wants to act sooner. So I guess we'll have to see what the governor can come up with without lawmakers. Also asked the new Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas about this issue. So here's him on the final night.
You know, we wanted an ironclad guarantee that consumers were going to be, you know, sure that they were protected in any type of, legislative effort.
Hmm. You know, given that we only have a few minutes left, I mean, what bills, if signed into law? I mean, you mentioned there's like over 1,000. Which ones stand out to you as having potentially the most widespread impact?
There were a few bills to build affordable housing. This is a perennial issue, obviously, in California, and everybody feels that. I know lawmakers are hoping that a couple of the bills, one would allow make it easier for religious institutions and nonprofits to build affordable housing, opening up potentially over 100,000 or more new units, and then streamlining and codifying some affordable housing rules that we're about to sunset. The one that I think will have an impact on a lot of, again, workers working minimum wage, is the state raise the amount of required sick time from 3 days that employers must provide to 5. And then there was a bill, they called this the Skittles bill. Yeah. It would ban some toxic food additives. However, I have to say, there were 5 originally. The one in Skittles, titanium dioxide, was removed. So I guess we can't call it the Skittles bill anymore. But the red dye number 3 and some brominated vegetable oils, mm-hmm. You can find the list at kepradio.org.
Yeah, as we know, you know, at the state capitol, it's a Democrat, super majority. Were there any wins for Republicans?
There was. I have to say, the Republican caucus tried many times to raise criminal penalties. I think that was a big priority for them fentanyl was a big one. We've talked about that, Vicky. Retail theft. They had a big win with Senate Bill 14, which would make child trafficking a strikeable offense, basically meaning that if you do it multiple times, you can automatically get a 25-year to life sentence. It's the first time in decades that a crime has been added to the 3 strikes law. So a huge win for Republicans there. And I think we'll see them probably try to do that strategy in future years.
A lot of bills for you to follow to see how the governor decides.
He has 1 month to decide what to sign or veto. So, yeah, we'll keep our eyes on that. And he announced in New York that he would sign a bill to require billion-dollar companies to disclose their greenhouse gas emissions. So another California leading on environmental policy is what he said there.
That is Cap Radio politics reporter Nicole Nixon discussing this year's end of the legislative session and the hundreds of bills passed by state lawmakers awaiting the governor's signature or veto. You're listening to Insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.